Welcome back to the OU's Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. I'm Yom Rabi'i, the sixth day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family. And I mentioned yesterday, I'm sitting at the dining room table of the Schwartz family, and I really just want to thank them so much for their incredible generosity, really pretty much since the beginning of the Tehillim call, for their sponsorship and their dedication. They call in every single day, and we're truly, truly appreciative for all they've done. And it's a great marriage for us to be doing the call here today from their home here in New York. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yoni Levin of Kehillas Eish Kodesh in Woodmere, New York. Rabbi Levin is also the son-in-law of the Schwartz family, so we're bringing full circle today to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Levin fully reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah Lecholim with a nice-sized pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Levin back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, a great honor, Rabbi Levin.
Rabbi Herman, thank you very, very much. It's nice to not only speak into the phone, but it's nice to have a live audience as well here in my in-laws' house. It's great to be here and great to have you on the call. So let me get to the point here. We have this week's parshas. Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu is running from his brother Esav. He's running from away from his parents' house. He's in a place of darkness. He's in a place of choshech and a place of gullus. He's in a personal exile. He's lost, confused, and distracted. And he stumbled upon the Makom HaMikdash. He stumbled upon Har Bayis. And it says, when he got to Har Bayis, it says, Vayitzka b'Makom, and he encountered the Makom HaMikdash. And says the Gemara, Ein Pidya Elalash and Trila, he davened. At that moment in Har Bayis, when he was running away from all his fears, he davened Marv, and he established the Trila of Marv, just like his grandfather, Avram Avinu, has established, instituted the Trila of Shacharis, and his father Yitzchak instituted the Trila of Mincha. Yaakov had done the same in instituting the Trila of Marv. So what happens, the Halacha tells us, when it comes to Shacharis and Mincha, there's an obligation. There's a chiv that every single person must daven Shacharis and Mincha. But when it comes to Trila of Marv, when it comes to davening at nighttime, the Halacha dictates that you only have a reshus. It's voluntary. It's an option. If you're able to daven, great. If you're not able to daven, then you don't have to. Don't feel the pressure. So why is there such a distinction? And Yaakov Avinu established a Mariv and a Tzil like his father and grandfather. It's only Rishut. It's only voluntary. So Reb Tzadok from the second half of the 19th century, he writes in his Sefer Tzitzkas HaTzadik, a very, very nice idea. He says, the reason we daven is because we're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And when it's the daytime, when it's Shacharis, when it's Mincha, it's very easy to see with great clarity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in your life. You could experience, you could feel it, you could sense it. When it comes to nighttime, when it comes to a person's personal nighttime, his own darkness, his own gullus, his own choshech, it's harder to see and sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means in the pasuk, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha, he writes. Lahagid, you could tell, something you've seen, something you've experienced, you could describe, you could testify. Lahagid Baboker Chastecha, in the morning, you could describe what you've experienced. But nighttime? But nighttime, you can't do that. Nighttime, you're not able to do so. Nighttime is about emuna. Emuna is about believing in something, trusting that it exists, but you can't really describe it. You can't be magid. You can't say what you've experienced. Nighttime is a time of darkness. The sense of tzadok, since you're not able to really sense the Kadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately, when a person's living in a time of darkness, when a person's in gullus, all you have is emuna, but not haggadah. You can't describe it. Says Reb Tzadok, you cannot force someone to daven Shmoneh Esrei. You can't force him to daven Marv because he might not be successful in finding a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says it's only reshus, it's only voluntary. So then he says nowadays, in the times of the 19th century, how much more so now that we live in Ikras the Mashiach, he writes, we're in the footsteps of Mashiach coming. and we see the sun beginning to rise and the gula beginning to come, he says, now that we sense the light of the day and the sun coming up, it's now accepted that Maariv is a chova, it's an obligation to daven. Why is that? Because he said we can sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. We can sense the Shechina even at nighttime, even in dark times, even in the gullus. And if this was said in the 19th century, how much more so in the 21st century of the terrible gullus and terrible darkness that we are experiencing, how much more are we able to also sense the light of Mashiach coming there at the doorway, the footsteps coming in. So we should be zocha to experience the sense and to feel the Shechina, the B'yas Gol Tzedek, in here v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. Kapitel Perkhaf. Lamaseach Mizmor le David. Yan Chadna Biyom Tzara Yisagef Choshem El Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkar Kol Min Choseach Avolatcha Yidash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Chivavecha. Lecha Atzatcha Yimalei. Niranin Op Yishua Tzarecha Vashem Eloheinu Nidgol. Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishal Osecha. Atar Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho. Yaneu Mishmei Kadsho Begros Yesha Yimino. Eilu Arecha Reilu Vasusim Venachnu Mishem Adonai Hilin Atzgir. Heima Karuva Nafalu Venachnu Kamnu Vinisadad. Adonai Oshia Melch Yaneinu Vyom Kareinu. Perk Chaf Gimel. Mizmor Le David Adonai Roi Lechzar. B'nozdeh Shoya Bitenu Almei B'nu Ochus Yanah Aleini. Nafshi Yishov Evi Anachini B'vagli Tzedek L'man Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech B'gei Tama V'eslo Yirara. Yata Yimadi. Shriv Decho Mishantecho Hima Yinech Amuni. Taroch L'fanai Shulchan Neged Tzarai. Yishanta V'shem Roshi Kosi Rivaya. Ach Tov V'chetet Yudafuni Koy Mechayai. Yishavti B'veith Adonai L'orach Yamim. Perk Kuf Chaf. Kuf Lamed. Shila Malo says, I know you are a man of a dream. Ezri may Madina, I also remind Varet. I attain the Mount Raglecha, I yonun Shamecha. Yene loyonun Vloisha, Nishomer Yisrael. Adonai Shamecha, Adonai Tilcha Yadminecha. Your mama Shemesh Loyakeka, the Arech Balaila. Adonai Ishmar Hamikora, Ishmar Snapshecha. Adonai Ishmar Tezcha, Vlecha. Me'atav yadulam per kuflamet. Shia malos imam akim krasicha adinai. Adinai shema bikali tiyanos necha kashivos v'kol tachununai. Im avonos tishpoyo adinai miyamon. Kim chasicha liman tivarei. Kivisa adinai kivisa nafshi v'lidvara hochalti. Nafshi la adinai mishamim laboker, shamim laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai HaChesed, Rabbe Mofidus, V'hu Yitei Is Yisrael Mikol Avonasav.
One second while we get to Misha Berech.
Few more moments, we're looking for it. Mishaberech Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron and David Shlomo. We varech here Pesach Olim. Bavur Shikol Akal Mispan Avraham.
Main, thank you so much, Rabbi Levin, and again, a deep thank you to the incredible Schwartz family for so warmly welcoming us into their home, a true first for the daily call to be on the road with a live call together with the future rabbi. Again, thank you so much. We should do this more often. and more frequently. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need be answered l'tova for good. And whatever it might be that we're davening, that we're praying for, may all of our tefillos be answered l'tova for good, whatever it is that we may be praying for. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy,